This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones will be joining us here in just a moment. It is Thursday, June 14th, 2018. It is President Trump's birthday, and it is the 34-hour broadcast spectacular here at Infowars.com/show. We are expecting the release of the IG report shortly as well. But before we get to that, in case you didn't think that the Democrats have lost their mind, here's a little more evidence for you.
In just a few years, he'll be in school, and Donald Trump wants to give his teacher a gun?
More students have been killed in school shootings in 2018 than U.S. troops in combat operations. We need common sense gun control, but that's not enough. There are 310 million guns in the U.S. and millions of assault-style weapons.
I'm Levi Tilleman. Washington needs more doers and innovators. That's why I'm running for U.S. Congress. I'm calling on Congress to stop talking past each other and try something new. Empower schools and teachers.
Okay. So far, you know, not too bad.
Self-defense tools like this can of pepper spray.
Wait,
pepper spray doesn't cost much, and it can be safely stored in a break glass in case of emergency cabinets. But it's powerful and won't accidentally kill a kid. Trust me, this will stop anyone in their tracks.
Come back to the guy. You cut away for the best part.
It's
incredibly
painful.
So there he is. A Democrat candidate sprays himself. This is in Colorado. Wow. Can we rewind it to when he has it all over his face? This is so absurd. I can't even imagine whose idea this was. Roger Stone, you have been in politics for a long, long time. Have you ever seen a more ridiculous campaign ad?
Well, the only thing worse than being wrong in politics is being boring, and this is most certainly not boring. It's so ridiculous that it will get media coverage. It'll get him earned media coverage. It's the same take their guns underlying theme all Democrats are running against. But this is an underfunded guy trying to get on television. That's how I read it.
So, but I kind of think you might actually think this is brilliant. You think this might actually get him the right kind of publicity he's looking for.
Well, I don't think the idea of pepper spray is a great idea.
Oh, okay.
What I'm talking about is the theatrics of spraying yourself in the face to make sure that the local news in that market picks up his spot, or that maybe InfoWars would even show it.
Hey, you know what? I think it's funny that they don't want you to have the right to protect yourself. I think it's funny that they demonize the fact that this country has guns to protect itself in the Second Amendment. That's what's kept it free. But then I just think it's crazy that a guy would pepper spray himself in the face for a campaign ad. But I guess it was effective. He gets the views he wants. We'll see if it works out for him. But I just think this is more evidence of the Democrats just totally losing their minds, and they just don't know what to do anymore.
Well, let's check tomorrow and see on YouTube how many views he's got. I think that'll tell you the reason he did this.
But I don't know. I feel like maybe he's just in it for YouTube views. But if you're in it to win an election, I don't know if this is the way to go. I guess this is the new thing. Can you torture yourself into a congressional seat?
I don't know what the registration looks like in the district that he's running in. It's a publicity stunt, and maybe it will appeal to leftists. I think he gets a lot of views out of it. I'm not sure he gets a lot of votes out of it.
All right. Well, we start the show a little lighthearted today, but we do have a lot of important news to cover. You've got a new New York attorney general who is trying to shut down the Trump Foundation. This is Barbara Underwood. Underwood, that's from House of Cards. This is the replacement, Eric Schneiderman. It is now Barbara Schneiderwoman. But you notice how after Schneiderman was out, Weinstein fell and a lot of other pieces fell in New York. I wonder if Schneiderman had anything to do with that. We'll be right back on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thursday, June 14th, 2018. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone in studio. Alex will be in studio very shortly. We've got Scott Adams lined up. He is going to be joining us. Shiva Ayadure has breaking news at 1 o'clock Central. And then Doug Hagman takes over the fourth hour. I'm sure he's got his feelers out there as far as the IG report is concerned about what to expect coming out of that. Of course, Roger, we were talking about before the show today, what we expect to see from the IG report is going to be more of what we already know, and that's that the Hillary Clinton email investigation was rigged, was cooked, and James Comey was the one behind it. But maybe, maybe not, do we find out if anybody else from the Obama administration is behind that. But on the heels of this release, is that what you're expecting? Is that what you think we already know, though, is going to come out?
We know that James Comey wrote his report 2 months before he completed the investigation. So this was cooked from the beginning. We know that he reopened the investigation into Hillary's emails only because he knew the New York Police Department had just uncovered 650,000 emails on Huma Abedin, Hillary's right-hand woman, on her server. And therefore, if he didn't act, the New York Police Department would. So he kind of had no choice. But this is not going to speak to some of the larger questions. For example, the illegal and unconstitutional use of FISA warrants, the infiltration of the Trump campaign with FBI spies. It just shows you how much the scandal has moved on from the original questions. This inspector general has a lot on his plate that he has to look into. Plus, remember, we still have that U.S. attorney in Utah, Huber, who's supposed to be looking into the FISA abuses. And we have no report yet from him.
Well, and right now, the Department of Justice is, and I guess the FISA courts are not releasing those documents as far as the FISA warrants were concerned and as far as the FBI spies were concerned or when that started. They're not releasing those to Devin Nunes. He's made dozens of requests. They're not releasing those to the intelligence committees in the House or the Senate, even though they've made requests. So right now, they're getting denied access to those documents, which would push that investigation further as to the origins of the spies in the Trump campaign and the FISA warrants. But to come back to the IG report, I guess the one thing I'm hoping could come from this, and I don't think maybe we learn something new from it, maybe we don't. However, if it becomes undeniable fact and we have a Justice Department that's willing to act, do you believe that they would have a new investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails and the server and perhaps even prosecute her?
I think it's going to depend on what else is there that we don't know. You notice that Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, kind of laid the predicate by saying, now, if we find that other people did things wrong, we're going to have no problem firing them. Seems to me like he knows something. So until we see what we have, I don't think we can tell what the political impact of it will be. At the end of the day, I still think it is the larger questions that Nunes is trying to get into that are more important. And liberals keep telling us, oh, there's going to be a constitutional crisis. Well, they're right. That's it right there. When a co-equal branch of government is being denied information by a politicized Justice Department, there's your constitutional crisis.
Here's a constitutional crisis. When you have... Is that... I'm sorry, I just got distracted of Eric Cartman, but I guess Jeff Sessions on the screen there. Sorry about that. Here's a constitutional crisis to me, Roger. The DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA are not in the Constitution, and they're running this country under Obama. They're spying on people illegally under Obama, and years before that, too. But we just have this case, and we have the facts on it now. So that's a constitutional crisis to me, but they don't want to talk about that. Meanwhile, though, we move over to another track here. You've got Robert Mueller. You've got Robert Mueller, who indicts the Russians. They show up to court. He refuses discovery. He refuses to show up in court. Then he says, well, I can't show up yet because I'm still building a case against them. They're still meddling. Well, that doesn't make sense. Anyone would tell you, you don't indict someone till you have all the evidence. So why would he be still gathering evidence after the indictment? Then you have the Cohen story, Roger, which I don't understand. Why would Michael Cohen, who they're saying is going to flip, that's the new narrative, Cohen's going to flip on Trump, well then why would he be looking for legal counsel? That doesn't make sense. You wouldn't be looking for legal counsel if you were going to flip.
Now, let's take these one at a time. On the question of Cohen, this is a media fable that he's going to flip. That's like a prognostication. He has said nothing of the kind. I saw Mayor Giuliani on with Laura Ingraham, an excellent interview in which he said, look, there's nothing that Michael Cohen could say that the president fears. We don't think he is that he has animosity towards the president. So this is, again, the media jumping way ahead.
And now what about Mueller? Why isn't Mueller showing up in court? And why is there no outrage that Mueller is obstructing justice?
It's really extraordinary. He clearly never expected the Russians to show up for trial.
None of us did.
Right.
So the Russians are beating everyone right now.
So he charged the Russians to get a headline because he had no Russian interference in the election to point to. It was hurting his public relations image. Now, it is a fundamental bedrock principle of American jurisprudence that people who are charged be allowed to see the evidence against them. And he doesn't want to produce it. Perhaps that's because he doesn't have it. And as you point out, if the investigation is ongoing, then why did he already bring the indictments? Now, I think that this is why a new poll 2 days ago shows that his disapproval has now hit 53. It was 26 a year ago. I think people are fed up with the political partisan nature of this investigation and the fact that he just keeps dragging it out without any evidence of Russian collusion.
And it's costing us millions of dollars now, which, by the way, the White House has just extended $6.6 million back to the white helmets in Syria. That got announced today as well. This is something I don't support. So we report the things that happen here at InfoWars, whether we like them or not. But I don't know, guys, if you want to find that story, I forgot to print that out. Just real quick in some other news, the new AG in New York, Underwood, is trying to shut down the Trump Foundation. They become totally unhinged. If you threaten to kill Senator Sanders or Senator Harris, the Democrats, then you get charged. But if you threaten to kill Trump or Ajit Pai or Mike Pence or anybody, you know, like that, Dinesh D'Souza, that's okay. Kim Kardashian West pushes for White House more drug sentence commutations. Well, maybe that would work if Obama wasn't blackballing in negotiations and conversations and talks between other people that want prison reform and President Trump. That's Obama behind that. But in the meantime, before we get to the next segment, before Alex Jones joins us, ladies and gentlemen, we have huge specials happening right now. Part of the Fall of the Deep State 34-hour special at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. That's extended for this week special, this 34-hour special. And you have 50% off some of the top-selling products, such as BrainForce Plus is 50% off right now. This is a top-selling product at InfoWarsStore.com. The Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Silver Bullet is 50% off. Alpha Power is 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality are both 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. The list goes on and on and on. But if you're looking for huge savings, even thousands of dollars worth of savings, InfoWars Life Select 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month emergency food supply is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping. Plus free shipping. You're talking about thousands of dollars in savings if you're trying to get emergency food for your family. 50% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And I have to commend Roger Stone, whose new book, Stone's Rules, is also at InfoWarsStore.com. A great Father's Day gift, which is right around the corner, Roger.
And I mailed your father his just the other day.
And I know that he is looking forward to that delivery. So we will be back on the other side. News clips, more news, and Alex Jones joining us shortly. Owen Troyer, Roger Stone in studio. Don't go anywhere.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got a lot to talk about here. Alex Jones is going to be joining us here shortly. Roger and I were speaking during the break. You've got this new attorney general in New York. She's trying to shut down the Trump administration, Barbara Underwood. Imagine my shock, Roger. Not only is this woman that worked for Bill Clinton and George Bush, but she's a graduate of Harvard Law, just like the rest of them. I know. Imagine my shock.
Well, we recognize that this woman was selected by the legislature for an appointment that nobody wanted, because everyone understood that the imprimatur of being an elected state official in New York State would be poison if you wanted to run for this office. This investigation into the Trump Foundation was cooked up under Eric Schneiderman, who was trying to use his attacks on Trump to build the basis for a gubernatorial campaign of his own. And how ironic that she announces this at the exact same time that the Inspector General's report is being released. How coincidental. This is just pure raw politics.
Well, and it's just amazing to me that the Trump Foundation now is the target of an investigation, but the Clinton Foundation, which has been operating for decades, who knows where these funds are going? I mean, who knows what happens to all that money for the Haitians? We do know where Chelsea Clinton Hubble got her wedding dress, thanks to your donations. But no investigation into that, Roger.
Well, in fact, Haitian American groups have repeatedly asked the New York Attorney General to look into the activities of the Clinton Foundation in Haiti, and they have refused because it's not politically correct. But if you can bash Donald Trump and his children and his family, even though his foundation gave out essentially more money than they took in, with the president himself subsidizing it, no, that's politically, you know, perfect.
Well, they were so broke, though, Roger. You know, I mean, they both said it. They were broke when they left the White House. In fact, they were so broke that they had to steal the silverware and the furniture right from the White House
grounds. And were forced to return it, which all of which you can read, of course, about in the Clinton's War on Women. It's amazing to me the way the Clintons want to relitigate everything from the beginning. Oh, you know, Monica, that's about infidelity and indiscretion. No, it isn't. The issue here is rape, violence against women. It's outrageous that Juanita Broderick's a book suddenly disappears from Kindle, can no longer be purchased.
Wow.
The cover-up just continues here. And they want to keep redefining this again and again as if the American people didn't figure it out in the last election.
Well, I think we're breaking their backs now, because we just did the protest of Bill Clinton here, where we had dozens of people outside protesting. We had five infiltrators that got into the event that shouted down Bill Clinton. You had another gentleman do it in Philadelphia. I think Clinton's last book tour date is actually today. I'm not sure where he is. But I think that he's really starting to break. Listen to this clip, Roger. This is pretty incredible that Bill Clinton would admit this. Again, I think it's just a sign that he really is breaking down. Listen to what Bill Clinton says on the PBS NewsHour.
I think the norms have really changed in terms of what you can do to somebody against their will, how much you can crowd their space, make them miserable at work. You don't have to physically assault somebody to make them uncomfortable at work or at home or in their utter just walking around.
What is that?
That's incredible. So, in other words, it used to be okay to assault women, but today it's not? Is that what he's saying? Look, this is a guy who bit through the upper lip of his victims. This is a guy who forced himself, exposed himself, and raped multiple women. And he keeps trying to redefine it for us, like just because they were able to contain it in the 80s, it cannot be contained anymore. And no, attitudes have not changed. Rape was wrong then. Rape is wrong now.
It's incredible that Hollywood and the Democrats, and you look at the Democrats and you can really just point out Bill Clinton. I mean, because they protected him for so long. The list can go on. There's Republicans on that, too. But the Democrats are the ones that virtue signal for women. Hollywood is the group that virtue signals for women. All the Me Too originates in Hollywood and at Bill Clinton's Oval Office, Roger. I mean, how do these people get away with it? And then they actually get people to go pay hundreds of dollars to see Bill Clinton speak.
What's the amazing thing is that Democrats must cringe every time they see one of the Clintons approach a TV camera. They just wish they would ride off into the sunset with their stolen money. But obviously it's not enough. I mean, Bill is estimated to be worth somewhere around $300 million. His son, Danny Williams, works in a meatpacking plant by day and at a 7-Eleven at night to make ends meet for his five children, while his father is worth $300 million.
That we know of.
These people have no shame.
Well, and Danny Williams is actually going to be joining me on the War Room, and you later on the War Room as well, 3 to 6 p.m. Central here, and we're going to celebrate Father's Day. We're going to see if Bill Clinton is ready to celebrate Father's Day with his son, Danny Williams. Really, Bill Clinton's only offspring that we know of. I mean, Chelsea Hubbell, you know, that doesn't really count. So
I really think if nothing else, Bill Clinton may have learned this week that it's time for him to come off the circuit. I suspect he wakes up every morning and wonders, gee, I wonder where Laura Loomer is today. I don't think he can pull this off anymore. It's just not working. And his weak denials, defenses are pathetic.
Well, he did have to cancel at least one of his book tour events. I'm not sure if it was more than that, but he did have to cancel at least one. Meanwhile, though, the Democrats are saying it's time for Obama to return from the sidelines. But see, I think Obama, unlike the Clintons, is actually a little more savvy now, and he realizes that he is much better off behind the scenes, much better off not showing his face, not making public comment, because he actually is under so much scrutiny for all the illegality and unethics that happened in his administration.
The obvious question regarding the dossier that was used, a fabricated dossier that was used to rationalize the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president, a question that is raised by Peter Strzok's text message is simple. What did the president know, and when did he know it? Sooner or later, he ought to be required to sit before Congress under oath and answer that question. It looks to me like the old Italian saying, a fish rots from the head. And it looks to me like he has culpability in the biggest political scandal in American history, something that makes Watergate look like second-rate burglary.
And hopefully this all makes a headway sometime, and the president addresses this with I think, legal active, something needs to happen to these people, whether it's somebody going to jail, whether it's at least starting with a testimony under oath. I mean, that would be nice if they could just get somebody to testify under oath about what truly started the spying onto the Trump campaign, because they admit that that happened now, Roger. So they can't put that cat back in the bag, as many different terms that they want to use. Oh, it was just an intelligence resource. Oh, that was just an officer. Oh, he was helping Trump. Give me a break. Give me a break. Nobody is buying that. So we'll see if it all comes out. But the Inspector General report is set to launch soon, and it will most likely show how James Comey was, let's just say, not behaving fairly.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So, Trump has had some obstacles in trying to have this summit with Kim Jong-un. Now, the first obstacle was John Bolton. Now, we're not sure. It's been speculated that John Bolton was playing bad cop to get the negotiations to a certain point, and then he backed off, and then Trump came in and got the summit back on. Why was John Bolton saying that we were going to use the Libyan model? Was he trying to sabotage the deal? Was he playing bad cop? Was it just bad structure of sentence? I don't know. That happens. And so then you have Lindsey Graham just the day before the summit saying that basically if Kim doesn't denuclearize, I think he said we were going to go with the Libyan model again. I'm not sure exactly, but the point is you had Bolton that didn't really seem to help it, and then you had Lindsey Graham that didn't really seem to help it. So this is how Rand Paul responded to that. Let's go to clip 14 first. This is Rand Paul responding on Fox News to what Bolton potentially did to the deal.
The neocons would never offer any carrot because they're all about the stick and they want everybody to just kneel down and behave.
But one of those neocons, Senator, is at the table. John Bolton was at the table. I'm sure the president had that by design. Of course, Mike Pompeo was there as well and others were there. But why do you think he did that? Because, of course, the North Koreans were apoplectic over his Libya comments, as you alluded to. And yet there he was. What did you make of it?
My hope is that he was at the children's table and that he wasn't influencing discussion among adults.
I think he was at the main table.
That's a pretty kind of a bit of a jab there to John Bolton from Rand Paul, Roger.
What's really amazing here, though, Owen, is the way liberals would like these negotiations to fall apart because they're conducted by Donald Trump. This reminds me of in President Nixon's second term, he reached a historic SALT agreement, Strategic Arms Limitation Agreement. Liberals, you would have thought, would have been happy about that, but didn't like it because Nixon did it. It's the same thing here. This is the art of the deal. Trump's been very cautious from the beginning. He always said, maybe we'll have a deal, maybe we won't. Sure, it'd be great if we did, but if we don't, that's okay, too. He also carefully said, this isn't all going to happen in one meeting. This is a process. This guy is a master negotiator, and he will get his way on this. But he's also no sucker. We're not going to sign something that where they're going to evade their responsibilities. So the old Reagan trust but verify, I think, will be the watchword in this deal in the final analysis.
Well, and then that's an amazing – I don't know what show this was on. I guess that that hack comedian that hacked it up at the correspondence dinner, they did a poll. Are you sort of hoping we don't get a peace with North Korea so you wouldn't have to give Trump credit? 71% say yes. Yeah, that's the thing. Their hatred for Trump is so deep-seated that they'd rather it's the old cut off your nose to spite your face. Michelle Wolf is this hack's name. We'll just call her the Wolf. So the Wolf has a poll, and people say, yeah, they don't want peace with North Korea because then they have to give Trump credit, again, to cut off your nose to spite your face. But, Roger, let's not recall. I mean, you go back, what were the liberals saying? Oh, Trump's going to start a war. He's so bad. Why is Trump trying to start a war? Why is Trump saying this to North Korea? Why is he doing this to North Korea? He's so bad. He's going to start a war. And they were mad that Trump wasn't going to get peace done with North Korea. Oh, then he has the summit. He's the first president to meet with North Korea. Now he's moving towards peace. And what do they say? Oh, how dare he meet with North Korea? How dare he meet with the evil Kim Jong-un? How dare he get peace?
It's Trump derangement syndrome. Of all people, you would think liberals would be happy about the denuclearization and the peace process.
That used to be, what was it, the 70s and 80s, Roger, when denuclearization was number one on the Democrat platform?
Exactly, the nuclear freeze. Remember, that was their big thing. Now, Trump very skillfully does what three previous presidents could not do. The saber rattling that they all denounced is what gets them to the table, and he's on the cusp of a historic peace deal, and they can't stand it. Because it's Donald Trump. Just because it's Donald Trump.
Now let's go to Rand Paul responding to Lindsey Graham and his statements that could have perhaps been an obstacle to the Trump-Kim summit.
The president hasn't made any military threats going into the summit, as you know. But Senator Lindsey Graham, your colleague, he wants an authorization for the use of military force in case the talks fail. Do you think President Trump has taken the military option off the table? And would you vote for such an authorization?
That was the night before the summit that Graham said that.
Absolutely not. Lindsey Graham is a danger to the country by even proposing ideas like authorizing war with Korea. My goodness. So that should be something that is seen as naive and seen as something that really serious people shouldn't even really be discussing.
You're calling a fellow Republican senator a danger to the country? I want you to elaborate.
Well, if you've watched over time, I think there's what you've seen from Lindsey Graham is
get a knife into him.
A naive worldview where he believes that war is always the answer, and that also means that expenditures for war are always the answer. And so I think that's bankrupting us as a country, but it's also gotten us involved in dozens and dozens of war where it's not really clear what the American interest is in those wars. And I think sometimes the reaction to our involvement in those wars has actually been worse than had we not been involved at all.
There's Rand Paul, a good man, a purist, and I think that's what keeps him out of any serious presidential election campaign. But I think he's right. I think he's right about what he said about Lindsey Graham. I think he was right in his response to John Bolton. And you just, again, you just wonder, Roger, though, when looking at this and saying, where are the Democrats? Where are the Democrats pushing back against Lindsey Graham? You don't even get to hear the mouthpiece from a Democrat party saying, wow, Lindsey Graham, why would you say that?
Does anyone in their right mind really think Donald Trump is going to let down his guard in the middle of these negotiations? There's zero chance. I have to admit, I have really come to admire Rand Paul as a man of principle. If I had to match my politics with any member of the U.S. Senate, I think my politics most closely mirror his. He's a conservative with a libertarian tinge, deeply suspicious of the deep state and the deep state's war machine. I agree with everything he just said.
And again, I wish, you know, and you know how this goes, Roger. I mean, it's really hard for a purist like Rand Paul to get through in a presidential election when being a purist, unfortunately, separates so many people from your campaign that they don't end up voting for you. But, you know, perhaps, like you said, politically, this is probably the guy who matches up with our political leanings the most. But for this last election, we needed a wrecking ball, and that was President Trump, and he's, for the most part, delivered so far. Before we go to the next break, and we're going to be joined by Alex Jones, I believe, in the next segment, look at this story out of the DFW CBS local. Brain-eating amoeba found in Louisiana water system. A potentially deadly brain-eating amoeba has been found again in Louisiana. Independent testing returned positive results for Negleria fowleri. Sorry, I'm totally butchering that. Which causes fatal brain swelling and tissue destruction. And so they found this in the Louisiana water system. The third time since 2015, this potentially deadly organism has been found in the state's water system. And this is why we sell water filters. And it's amazing that people don't understand this. And they say, look at InfoWars telling you there's chemicals in the water. Look at InfoWars reporting on the potential bacteria in the water. Okay, well, that's just a fact. We don't make that up. And then guess what? We want filtered water too. So when you see a story like this, brain-eating amoeba found in Louisiana water system, your first reaction, if you haven't done it already, is to go to InfoWarsStore.com and order a water filter. These are the best water filters for the price point that you can find. There is the AlexaPure water filtration system right there for your home. If you aren't filtering your water, ladies and gentlemen, you are crazy. You have no idea the chemicals, the bacteria, everything that's in that water. Not just the stuff that they add intentionally, like the fluorosilicic acid, but the runoff from the big pharmaceutical companies, the brain-eating amoebas, the lead. Filter your water, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com has the best water filters, and there's free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping. Get your water filter today. Alex Jones on the other side.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now that we're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun, I realize the glow in the back seat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't
use enough sunscreen on my poor, burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin, and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shoppe, Natural Markets, Independent Pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Roger and I are talking here during the break. There's a Tucker Carlson clip. We may go to this. Saying, if you don't like the direction of the country. In fact, let's just roll to this now. Let's go to this Tucker Carlson clip, clip 8. From last night, talking about people complaining about the direction of the country.
Well, have more children. I grew up in a world where it was considered embarrassing to have more than two children. I don't think that's the case now among middle class, upper middle class people, but it was. And having kids is like, first of all, it's the most rewarding, greatest, most fun thing you can do. But it's also the most profound thing. You know, if you don't like the direction of the country, have children, raise them the way that you want, consistent with your beliefs. I mean, it seems like all the answers are basic, nature-based answers, in my opinion, to everything. And that's the most basic of all. Have more kids. Raise decent children.
Tucker, don't give them any ideas. These people are already indoctrinating our children. We don't need them bringing up brainwashed minions intentionally into this world, Tucker. I understand where Tucker's coming from here, but let's not give these people any ideas. These are, you know, these are the most hateful brainwashed radicals here that hate their own prosperity. I don't think we need them to procreate here, Roger.
You know, this is why Tucker Carlson's ratings are really soaring on Fox, because he is a truth teller. I know Tucker's son, Buckley, a fine young man. I'm honored that he wrote the introduction for my book, Stone's Rules, which you can get at the Infowars.com store now at a special price. And I think he's exactly right. What we're finding is, even as you pointed out, Susan Rice's offspring is a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
We should not assume that children being brought into the world will grow up like their parents. It's not necessarily true.
Interesting. An interesting point that you just posed there. Yeah, because you wouldn't have thought it, but yes, yeah, Susan Rice's son is apparently a big-time conservative, Stanford University graduate, unlike his mother. But I wonder if they understand what Tucker is even talking about there. About, because I feel like the average liberal that complains about the direction the country is going wants the state to raise the child, and so they still won't even understand. Like, he's saying, like, have children. What he's saying is, you know, put forth the effort to raise children the right way to create the world that you want to see. I'm not even sure if they'll understand that message.
No, what he's saying is inculcate in your children the values that you think are important so they can continue the fight for a free country. I think that's what he's saying.
What is this bar graph you guys have pulled up here? Mean of number of children think of self as liberal or conservative. So you're saying this is how old? I'm trying to figure this out here. The nature of this bar graph that they're showing. Oh, okay. So conservatives just have more children. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. I'm not surprised.
And that's that portends good things for the future.
Yes, indeed.
Think of all those votes.
Because see, that's how a conservative thinks about getting votes is having children. A liberal thinks about getting votes by opening the border and by having criminals vote.
I follow Maggie Haberman in the New York Times on her Instagram feed, and she's got adorable children. And I always put a comment saying, future young Republicans, drives her crazy.
Oh, I'm sure it does. But that's the thing is, again, people that listen to Tucker's show understand what he's saying, and that's that you have kids, you raise them to be conservative, not if you have kids, you have the state raise them to be liberals, or beyond that, you have the state raise them to be dependent. That's what it really is. The Democrats want you dependent on the welfare, dependent on the food stamps, dependent on them to deliver it to you, as opposed to a conservative message, which is, no, you need to be independent so that you can provide that for yourself, so that you can provide that for your family. You were actually saying, too, that you believe you're seeing it, some polls now that are indicating that African-American youth are the approval for Trump amongst that, or the support for Trump amongst that demographic is soaring. You think that has to do with the Dennis Rodman, the Kanye
particularly
West?
Particularly among young African males. Now, will they vote? Are they voters? That's an interesting question. But there's clearly a shift going on. That's why the ferocious attack on Kanye. That's why the ferocious attack on Dennis Rodman. You know, people are coming off the plantation, and the Democratic left establishment doesn't like free thinking. They don't like the idea that these people can think for themselves.
And what does that typically result in? They leave the Democrat Party. Now, you've got the senator from Tennessee, Bob Corker, running around. This is the same guy that got booed at Trump's rally in Tennessee. Bob Corker introduced Trump. Got booed. Or no. I think it was actually Trump that maybe, I don't remember if Trump mentioned Bob Corker's name and they booed him, or if Corker came up and to introduce Trump and they booed him. Either way, they booed Corker. It's comments like this from Bob Corker on CNN, which is why he gets booed by his own state.
You got a bunch of gray-haired old guys that had their cult that controlled Washington for decades. Bob Corker was one of those. And people started realizing that Bob Corker was a fraud. He wasn't a real conservative.
Okay.
He wasn't doing what
he
promised.
So this is actually Ben Ferguson saying, you know what, pull this down. I misunderstood the clip here. This is my mistake. I misunderstood the clip. But here's the thing. This narrative is actually going around that Trump voters are in a cult. I bet you could plug that into SEO right now. and you'll see that there's multiple people saying that that Trump supporters are in a cult. This is amazing, Roger. Everything they say about us, it's them. They're the ones that colluded with Russia. They're the ones that are racist. They're the ones that are in a cult.
Well, in this case, there are certain establishment Republicans who don't understand that Trumpism is larger than the Republican Party. And in every one of their states, believe me, Donald Trump is more popular in Tennessee than Robert Corker is in Tennessee. And this is also true with Ben Sasse in Nebraska, for example. So every Republican president has remade the party in their own image, Lincoln, Eisenhower, Reagan, and so on. And so it is true with Trump. So what Corker is really complaining about is the fact that Trump is more popular than he is, and that his his establishment colleagues are.
So the crew just found it. It was Trump who mentioned Bob Corker. They all booed. And Bob Corker did say the GOP is becoming cult-like under Trump. You know, Roger, here's what I think one of the problems is, it's like there's such a disdain and hatred for the Republican Party, not just amongst the left and Democrats, which, okay, but there's also a disdain for the Republican Party amongst many centrists. And I think it's because they see the R behind Trump's name, they have this distaste for Donald Trump, but they don't understand. He ran under the Republican Party because he understood that was the track to get into the White House. He didn't run as a Republican because he's a member of the Republican Party. He ran as a Republican because he saw that that's where the dominoes were aligned to fall by getting the Republican nomination and winning as a Republican.
Look, he correctly figured out in 2000 when I was trying to convince him to run for president as the Reform Party candidate that you could only get elected president as one of the nominees of the two major parties. Secondarily, though, if you look at the results of the election in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, and Ohio, you will see that he was able to outperform Mitt Romney and John McCain before him because he's had this ability to reach beyond the Republican Party. That's building a new coalition, and if he continues on the current track of economic prosperity and peace abroad, you're going to have a whole new realignment, a whole new coalition. Choosing the Second Amendment issue as a centerpiece for 2018 is one of the biggest mistakes the Democrats can make because it gets us beyond country club Republicans. Many Second Amendment supporters are not Republicans. They're Democrats. They're blue-collar, working-class Democrats or independents who will vote with us on that key issue.
Well, don't you feel like that is just a path that they've chosen to go down because they're starting to realize here as the midterms approach that the hate Trump message, the hate Trump campaign is not going to lead to victory. So they're falling back on the next best thing for them, which is to attack the Second Amendment and demonize guns. Don't you think that might have something to do with this?
Well, look, I think they want to take away our guns because what they really want to do is take away our First Amendment rights. What they really want to do is kneecap us on the internet, censor us, take us off YouTube, take us off Facebook. This is the war that's being waged on InfoWars even as we speak. And they know it'll be a lot easier if they can remove people's Second Amendment rights.
And this is why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so important. And this is why we're doing a 34-hour broadcast spectacular right now. It's going to go all the way through till tomorrow at 6 p.m., the conclusion of the War Room, which is hosted by myself and Roger Stone. But on the other side, Alex Jones is going to be joining us, making his debut on this 34-hour broadcast spectacular. The release of the IG report to come soon. James Comey is going to be totally exposed for rigging the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It's all coming up next on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me. And and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Live have